Everybody settled in now. Take your Bibles and turn to James chapter 1, if you would, please. James chapter number 1. Have you looked in a mirror today? Comb chair, that's good, Pastor Rue. Did y'all see Chris Youngblood's new hairdo for Rush Night here? Chris, won't you stand up? Because we really can't miss this, you know? Yeah. Yeah, New Delta. Yeah, I'm not sure what that proves, but I appreciate it, Chris. It's wonderful dedication there. How many of you, anybody not look at a mirror today? Anybody not look in one today? Everybody looked in one. Kevin's relieved because he was going to bring you the mirror for you to look at yourself if you had not. Now you're thinking, I'm really glad I looked in a mirror today, okay? Talk to me for just a little bit this evening. What does a mirror do for us? Just raise your hand and let's take some things. What does a mirror do for us? Yes, John. Shows us what's wrong. That's number one on my list, John. That's good. You're doing great so far. No picking on you tonight. That's good. Someone else. Yes, Brother Jim. Okay, shows you how to correct what's wrong. Good, yes. Okay, shows you how you look to others. Good. Yes, Brother Mike. Okay. Reality, yeah. That's a good word, Brother Mike, reality. All right, good. What else? Is that all a mirror does for you? Yes, Isaac. Ah, it shows you what's coming. You ever looked in a mirror to see what's coming? I hope you have if you're changing lanes or, you know, maybe that's not a good thing. When you ever looked in a mirror and knew somebody was going to hit you? I mean, I've had that feeling. It is not any fun. It can show you things you wouldn't naturally see. Contrary to popular opinion, moms and dads don't have eyes in the back of their head, okay? You couldn't see your back without a mirror, right? It's true. Some of you are looking at me like, you'll get it in a few minutes. It's all right, okay? What do people use mirrors for? Not just what does a mirror do for us, but what do they use a mirror for? Well, you got any ideas that's different than what we've already talked about? Yes. Okay, reflect light. Yes. Deception. Okay, deception. All right. Yes.
SOS.
Okay, an SOS signal. All right, a mirror can be used for that. Moms and dads, you ever used a mirror for investigation? Like the little flip down ones, you know, in your car, and you're looking like, how do I know that? Well, you know. You ever used a, Jeremy, put you on the spot. You ever used a mirror to fix something that you couldn't see otherwise down there, underneath an engine or whatever? Yes. You ever used a mirror to see? I hope, to see something, right? Used a mirror to prepare? Well, you could draw those conclusions from some other things. Can you get through a day without looking at one? Yeah. Maybe you could, and certainly they used to before mirrors are so commonplace. In our world today, you probably can't get through a day without looking at one. Now, if you do, I hope you stay at home for lots of reasons, okay? Not only for the way you look, but if you're not going to use mirrors, you know, it can be a problem. You ever noticed on a car mirror, sometimes it says, objects are closer than they appear?
Yeah.
Anybody ever been into a mirror museum where it distorts you and you get lost? Anybody ever been in one of those? Okay, a bunch of you have. All right. People use mirrors for all kinds of things today. The Bible tells us in two passages of Scripture particularly. There's a third place that we're not going to deal with tonight. In James chapter 1, In verse 22, it starts off like this. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Turn with me, if you would, to 2 Corinthians chapter number 3. 2 Corinthians chapter number 3 and verse 18. It says, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. It's interesting. Every use of a mirror that I can think of, maybe there's some I haven't thought of, but every one that I can think of would clearly apply to the Word of God. Hey, think about the things we mentioned tonight. Every one of those things apply to the Word of God. And the Bible draws the comparison to the Word of God as if a natural man looking at himself in a mirror walks away, forgets what manner he was, forget what he saw. Except a man look at a mirror, the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of the Word of God, and allow himself to be changed, then this man's going to be blessed in his deeds, the Word of God says. Some interesting words here. In 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 18, the word behold there is a very interesting word. It means to make, to reflect. To make, to reflect. So when it says here, but we all with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we're to make, to reflect that glory, literally, are changed into the same image. Whose image? The Lord's image. From glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. A couple of words in the passage in James chapter 1. When the Bible uses the word forgetteth, it means forgetful or no longer cares. So it's not just that he forgot, oh man, but he really doesn't care what he looks like in the mirror of the Word of God. The word looketh is a very interesting word. Now I want you to get the full effect of this. It means to stoop to a thing in order to look at it. So the idea is to stoop down to look at it, a close inspection, if you will. To look at with your head bowed forward. To look into with the body bent. To look into, to inspect curiously of one who would become acquainted with something. So in other words, we're to make close inspection of the Word of God, looking into it so that we become close acquainted with the truth of the Word of God. What some wonderful truths that is for us. And so tonight, I want us to see six things from these two verses of Scripture. And here's what we really want to concentrate on. The Bible is our mirror. The Word of God makes that clear. And we must change what it shows us. We must change what it shows us. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the Word of God. And thank you for the things that you've taught me this week in this brief study. I pray that it'll be a blessing to your dear people. We pray that you'll just work in tonight, Lord, as we have some fun and reward the young people for just a really hard work this weekend. And we'll thank you for it in Christ's name. Amen. Six things I want to give you. Number one, change cannot happen until we are willing to look into the mirror. Change cannot happen until we're willing to look into the mirror. When I get up in the morning, I should go look in a mirror. All right. If I don't even look in the mirror to begin with, I'm certainly not going to change what I'm looking at. Okay? Now, in our bedroom, we have a huge mirror. It's kind of hard to even get out of the bed without looking at it. Okay? So as soon as you wake up, if the alarm didn't scare you half to death, the mirror will. I mean, that's just the way it is, right? So wham, right there, it stared at you. And then when you go in most restrooms, there's a giant mirror there reminding you. And just in case you forgot, from the bedroom to the bathroom, you look really bad, right? So do something with that mess before you walk out in public. That's really the idea for it. Now, we look at a mirror for all kinds of things, right? I mean, not only to fix ourselves, but sometimes to brag on ourselves, don't we? Now, girls, maybe you don't know this, but most guys at some point in their life stood in front of a mirror, you know, with kind of trying to see just exactly, you know. Some of us forgot doing that. It's like, okay, we're done, right? And all you girls are sitting there going, really? Well, just ask the man sometimes when you're alone with him, okay? Don't ask him right now. Don't look over at him, okay? But girls, you do the same thing, don't you? I mean, you stand in front of a mirror sometimes a long time. I had four girls in my house. Four, okay? Sometimes it takes a little while to get it fixed, right? I was really kind. You just got to get all that off and get all the new on and all that kind. I mean, it just takes a while sometimes to fix it. And, you know, and my wife burned her finger the other day on her straightener or whatever it was. And then something else happened. I forget what it was. And I said, I don't ever burn my finger on the straightener. You know, it's like, it's a pretty simple process. She had a really good comeback. She said, well, then I'll cut my hair like yours. Like, that's okay. You can keep burning your finger on a straightener. I'm good with that, you know. But you got to be willing to look in the mirror, right? You've got to reflect it, okay? So the question is not whether or not you looked in a mirror this morning. The question is, did you look in a mirror this morning? Did you spend more time in front of that mirror than you did this mirror? Spending more time in front of this mirror will tell you what you think of man's opinion of you. Spending time in this mirror will tell you what you think of God's opinion of you. And the truth is, sometimes we jump up and go and we forget the fact that we need to spend some time before the Word of God. But it's rare that we jump up and go without spending some time before that mirror. Now, I've seen some people who didn't spend much time before that mirror, okay? But they really should not have been in public, all right? But most of us spend time in front of that mirror. So you have to be willing to look in the mirror. Change cannot happen until that takes place. Number two, change happens when we respond to what we see in the mirror. Okay, so I can look in the mirror and go, wow, that really looks rough. That's a bad hair day, you know, or whatever. Oh, yeah, that's stuck in my teeth. Or, you know, you need to wash the face. Whatever it may be, okay? But if I do that, okay, now the mirror has reflected the truth, okay, of me. But change cannot happen until I respond to what the mirror has shown me. So I have to then get a washcloth or a comb or water or a combination of them and toothbrush and, you know, whatever to try to fix the problem. Okay, when we come to the Word of God and it reflects on us what needs to change, oh, that's wrong in my life. Change can't happen until we respond to that and say, you're right, Lord. I need to make that change. Now, what we like to do is argue with the mirror. We do. Well, I don't really think that's as bad as you say it is. You ever argued with this mirror before? There's a, I don't like to call it a kid's story. There's a story, you know. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? She didn't like the answer, did she? But the mirror was telling the truth, though I've never personally met a talking mirror. But these things don't lie. Now, they can distort us if we're looking in the improper mirror. Sure, it can be cracked. It can be wobbly and so forth and so on. This doesn't ever lie. Now, the truth is, this tells us sometimes it's pretty bad. It's much worse than we think. But it's a true reflection of what we really are. Number three, change happens when looking in the right mirror. The right mirror. James says, "For whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty." Okay. A mirror can be flawed in that, again, you go in one of these museums, it can be all kinds of goofed up, you know. It can make you look, you know, really, really this, or really, really this, or, you know, whatever it can be, all right? So you need to look into the right mirror in order for change to happen. And the Bible says this is a perfect law of liberty. So it's going to always reflect an accurate image of us. It's going to always reflect an accurate image of God. Now again, we don't always like those answers. But it's always truthful. Now we have to trust what it says. Number four. Change comes from beholding. Now we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18 for this particular point. Again, that word means to make, to reflect. We don't concentrate on ourselves when we're beholding in the perfect law of liberty. It says here, "But we all with open face, beholding a glass, the glory of the Lord." Then it says, "are changed into the same glory." So when we look into the perfect law of liberty, our concentration is not on us, but it's on our God. And as we concentrate on Him, we then reflect His glory. We're changed into the same image that He is. That's what God wants for us. That's why we spend time in the Word of God, so that it can knock off that which does not look like Him in our lives. There's a lot of work to do in that. Do you remember Moses? When he spent time with God, the Bible says that he reflected the glory of the Lord. You know, interestingly, Moses didn't know that he reflected the glory of the Lord. The people said to him, "Cover your face. We can't look on you." And then when he would go in and fellowship with God, he'd take that veil off. He was reflecting the glory of God as he spent time with God. Then change happened in Moses' life. Number five, change is produced by the Holy Spirit. Notice what it says here in chapter 3 and verse 18 of 2 Corinthians. "But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." So the Holy Spirit does the changing in our life as He uses the perfect law of liberty that we are beholding in. So we are looking into God through the Word of God, the perfect law of liberty. And as that takes place, the Spirit of God begins to change us into the image that God's wanting for us all along. What a tremendous, tremendous truth that is. And number six, change brings blessing. He says in James chapter 1, in verse 25, "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer." Okay, so he's responding, as we've already talked about, to what God's showing him. "This man shall be blessed in his deed." This man will be happy in his deed. That would be an accurate way to say that. So God promises that as we are changed, we're going to be blessed as a result of the change. So we reflect God as we study on Him, as we look at the Word of God. The Spirit of God begins to change us. We are more and more like the image of God. And then we're blessed for allowing the Spirit of God and the Word of God to change us. What a great deal that is. What a great deal it is. I've often said that it's a tremendous blessing for God to ask us to do something, give us the ability to do it, give us an absolute love to do it, supply the resources to do it, the Spirit of God to enable us to do it, and then when we do it, He blesses us for it. You can't get a better deal than that. It's impossible. So do you allow the Bible to be your mirror? We could ask some very simple questions. Would avoiding the mirror in your bathroom do anything to change you? It's not going to help you any. Not going to change you any. You could maybe forget what it showed, but it's not going to do you any good. I mean, if you wake up in the morning and your hair is a mess, and you look like you just got out of bed, because you did, with a few exceptions. So you don't have to worry about how your hair's going to look in the morning, Chris. That's a good thing, okay? But you can say, I don't like what that mirror says, and I'm not going to change what the mirror says. I tell you what I'll do. I'll just avoid mirrors. Well, that may help you, quote unquote, not to look at it, but it's not going to help the rest of us looking at it, right? We're still going to see the mess that you are in. And the fact is, you're not going to be changed either. So will you allow the Word of God to be your mirror? And will you change what it shows you? When it says here, wait a minute. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord. That means God is displeased when I lie. So if I told a lie, I need to correct that. That's a mirror reflection. God is truth. If I'm going to be changed into His image, I've got to be a truthful person. That's what the Word of God says. And we could do that over and over and over and over again. By the way, you know what's interesting? The more time you spend looking at this mirror, this perfect law of liberty, the more you know what it's going to say before you even look into it. Some of it's because you have it already memorized in your mind. You know what this mirror is going to do for you. And so before you even technically open it up physically, you know, that says right there, you can't do that. That's a change that we need to automatically make in our lives. So let's review real quick. Change cannot happen until we are willing to look in the mirror. Change happens when we respond to what we see. Change happens when looking in the right mirror, the perfect law of liberty. Change comes from beholding, particularly God, not ourselves. Change is produced by the Holy Spirit. Change brings blessing. We don't always like change. We don't always like the process of change, but we typically like the results. This morning, my mom sent me a picture of my dad. And there's my dad standing, and he looks like a different man. He's lost 63 pounds. He was standing straight. His face was full of color, which it hadn't been in a long, long time. And of course, my mom said, you know, isn't he a handsome dog at whatever he is? She didn't literally mean dog for you northerners. That's just a way to say that in the South. Anyway, just okay. Do you know, I can almost guarantee you that my dad wouldn't have chosen to go through what he went through. But right now, he's really liking the change that's happening, right? And sometimes it is a painful thing for us to go through change, but the Spirit of God gets done with us. We're much better off. Much better off. Allow this book to be your mirror that changes you into God's image. We just want a bunch of little Christ running around here, don't we? That's what the word Christian means. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word and for